Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Yud says a behemoth cannot go out with a bell that's on its clothing and not with a special seal that's on its neck and not with a seal that's in its clothing and not with a strap on its feet and not with a special ladder that used to put on the neck, and a donkey cannot go out with a madas unless it was tied to an Erev Shabbos, and a camel should not go out with a shmat that's on its privates or in its tail unless it was tied on the tail or on top of it, on his hump. And so too, a camel should not go out tied, 2 feet tied together, 2 hands, and so to any other behemoth. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel says, a donkey does not go out with a saddle, even though it's tied to Erev Shabbos, so to a horse should not go out with a foxtail and not with a special shiny cloth between the eyes, and the behemoth should not go out with the crystal that's in his mouth, whatever that is, some sort of special clothing, and not a sandal that's on his feet, not with a kameh, an amulet that's not a mumcha for the behemah, but he can go out with a knot, with a bandage that's on a wound, and the kaskashim, which is like a straw that's on top of a break, like wood, and a placenta that's hanging on it, and he's allowed to seal up the bell on its neck, and she's allowed to walk in the chutz, and you can put a saddle on a cloth and a donkey and Shabbos and walk in the chutz, but you can't hang up a crystal, which is a basket in its mouth on Shabbos, so you should be able to eat from it. Our Chaim Simshin Hesiv Zayin, the Chamor, a donkey go out with a Radas, meaning a small saddle they put on the donkey all day, it should stay hot, and has to be tied from Erev Shabbos. Any other behemoth is also, so to should not go out with an Ukef, which is a real saddle, even though it's tied from Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Allah Yidgim, we just said, so we'll skip it. Our Chaim Simshin Hesiv Sifches. You're allowed to put a madas, which is a cloth on a donkey because of the cold, as long as you don't tie in it, because when he ties it, he has to get close to it, and mele is mishtan shabal chayim. But on a horse, since it doesn't have a tzar of cold, it's usher to put on a madas at all. To take off a madas on Shabbos, whether it's from a donkey or a horse, is usher, since it doesn't have pain if you don't take it off. And a ukev is usher whether to take or to put on, both for a donkey and a horse. Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Yud Gimel, we did it already, we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Shin Hey Sif Shin Hey Sif Tes. A saddle that's on a donkey that comes from the road and it got tired and you have to take it off to cool it off. Don't take it off by hand, but he opens up the rope from underneath it and he brings it back and forth in the chutz and it falls off by itself. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Yud Gimel, we did already, we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Shin Hey Sif Yud. You don't hang up to a donkey a trask, which is a basket made out of peeled arava and covered with leather on his neck, so to put the food in it, they should eat from it. But ponies or little calves that have small necks and they're in start to eat from the ground, it's mutter in the chutzah, but they can't go out with it in shusaram. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Halacha Yud Gimel, we already did. The Arachayim Simashin Hey Sif Yud Aleph says a horse should not go out with a foxtail that they hang out between his eyes. She shouldn't be shot ein hara, not with a zahuris, which is a red cloth that they do with lanai for beauty, and not goats with a cloth that's on top of their udders that they shouldn't get scratched and thorns, and not a cow with a muzzle that's in his mouth. He's the muzzle in his mouth shouldn't graze in other people's fields, and not any behemoth with a shoe that they put on his foot that it shouldn't get hurt, but can go out with a wound, with a blinder on the wound, and the pieces of wood that they use as a splinter, which are pieces of wood that they tie around the bone that's broken, and a placenta that someone went out and is hanging it, and he can seal the bells on his neck, and he can walk in the chutz, but he can't go out to shesrab, even though it's sealed, whether it's in his neck or whether it's in its clothing. Arachayim Simon Shin Hey Sif Yud, you don't hang up a chamoyer, for a chamor, a traskel. We did this already, so we won't do it again. Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel. We did it, we'll do it again. A donkey should not go out with a saddle, even though it's tied from Erev Shabbos, and a horse should not go out with a foxtail, and not with a red piece of clothing that's between the eyes, and a behemoth cannot go out with a crystal shabafia, some sort of basket that's in its mouth, and not a sandal that's on his feet. Not with an amulet that's not of a mumcha for a behema, but you can go out with an eged that's on top of a maka, because kasa, which is straw or wood that's on a broken bone, and a placenta that's hanging it, and he's allowed to seal a bell on its neck, and can walk in the chutzah, and he can put a cloth on a chamar on Shabbos, a small saddle, and walk in the chutzah, but he can't hang up a crystal in his mouth on Shabbos, because he can bend down and eat from it. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Shin Hey Sif Yud Zayin says, a donkey should not go out with a madas when it's not tied from Erev Shabbos, not with a belt, even though it's not sealed, even though it's sealed, it's not making noise, and not with a ladder that's on its neck, which are boards that are around this neck, so it shouldn't scratch his wound, and not with the ritzua that's on his feet. And it's like a ring, a thick ring that you make out of straw, and they tie it on the legs of a behemoth that has very short steps, and it hits one foot into the other, and you do it to protect that it shouldn't hit one into the other. And roosters cannot go out with strings that they do on their feet as a simon to know whose it is, and not with a strap that you tie on their feet so they shouldn't break the kalim. And the rams don't go out with a wagon that's underneath their tail. They do it so that the tail should not drag on the ground. And goats cannot go out with a special wood that they used to put in their nostrils so they should sneeze and the worm should fall off their head. Not a calf cannot go out with a small yoke they put on its neck. Not with the muzzle they put in his nostril of a calf so it should nurse. And a parah cannot go out with the skin they put on its breast so it shouldn't, the shrotzim should not suck it. And not with a strap that's between the horns, whether it's to protect or for beauty. And a cow or an ox cannot go out with the string that's around his neck because it doesn't need shmirah. But calves are mutter because they run away very easily. And the Rambam says a behemah goes out with an amulet that's mukha or a behemah, but not with one that's not mukha, even though it's a mukha for a person. Shabbos, perek chaf al v'lach alamed. You don't use a back scratcher. And if his hands were dirty with tzoya tit, then he scratches regularly and doesn't have to worry about it. You allow shmir and set for a person for oineg, but not for behemah. If the behemah tzar, then you allow to remove the tzar with shmiring and pressing it down. Behemah that ate a lot of grits, you make it run in the chutz, so it should get healed. But if it had blood, you put it in water, you could put it in water, it should get cooled off. But we're not worried that maybe he might come to grind medicine for a behemah. We're passing like that, shita. Arachayim sim shim chav chesif chav beiz. You let him remove a scab of a mak and smear it with oil, but not with milk, because not with fats, because it gets disintegrated. Even at the end of the wound, because there's no tzar, it's mutter. But you're not to put oil and hot mixed together, and not on a cotton to put on it. But you can put it outside the mak, and it runs and drips into the mak. That's okay. Arachan Sim Shinam Beisif Beis says, "Im farchs in the behem, you don't set for a behem and gild the mak." The scabs of a wound, and not, you don't smear with oil. That's dafka, the end of the makkah, because it's only alstainik. But tchilas makkah, where there's a tzar, is mutter. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perek Chafal, Valoch, Lamed, we did it already, so we'll skip it. Arachayim, Simon, Shin, Lamed, Beis, Siv, Gimel says, if it ate a lot of grits and has a lot of pain, you can make it run in the chutzah so it should get tired and it'll get healed. Arachayim, Simon, Shin, Lamed, Beis, Siv, Dalet says, if it got blood, lead blood, you can put it in water so it shouldn't get cold. But if it's a suffix, that if you won't be makas dam, it will die. You're allowed to tell a goy to do be makas dam. Shabbos perek chaf halachi beis. The Rambam says the males can go out with a skin that's tied on their male anatomy. They shouldn't, to keep them away from the cavus, and a skin that's tied on their hearts so the wolves shouldn't attack them, and shmatas that have beautiful coloring on it that they used to wear for beauty. Sheeps can go out and their tail is tied upwards on top of them so that the males should get to them, or tied down so they shouldn't have the males go on them. They're allowed to go out malufafais, which is smoothed out, but shmatas so that the wool should become clean. Goats can go out with their udders tied so the milk from that should become dry, but if they tied it so the milk should not come out till this evening, then they're not allowed to go out on Shabbos. And the Ravid said it doesn't make sense because they say Bein Lanoi Bein Lishmar, it's Asa is Asa. Arachayim Siman Shin Hei Sivav, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says rams can go out Levuvim, which is a skin they put underneath their male animals, which shouldn't be oil on the cavus, and sheep can go out with their tails up on top, they tie it up towards over so the zecharim should be oil on them, and they can go out Kvunas, which is they tie a beged around them to guard the wool, it should be clean. Goats could go tied together, and you tie the top of their udders. Dafka, when you tie them, they shouldn't shrivel their udders, and they shouldn't give off milk. Then, if it's tight, it's mutter. But if you tied it just to keep the milk, it shouldn't grow to the ground, then it's awesome because it's not tightening very much. And we're worried they might fall off, and they might come to carry it. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Nun Gemal.